Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The tide is turning. Now suddenly Israel has become the villain, and Hamas and the Palestinians have become the victims. It is amazing how, due to this demonic twist, sides can change so quickly. In my last Standing Watch program, I expressed some anger about some ideas, some denials, for instance, that Iran is behind all of it. If you cannot look at what Hamas did, a terrorist organization of incredible brutality, killing children, women, doing worse things than just killing them. If you cannot express anger about these kind of atrocities, then there's something wrong with you. The Bible says to cry aloud and spare not. The Bible says that God looks at those who sigh and cry over the abominations happening in this world. Have you become so cold-hearted that it doesn't affect you anymore? Now, as I said, it's all upside down. And recently, the leader of Turkey made the most ridiculous and appalling statement. I like to quote from AFP, dated October 25. "We had a project to go to Israel, but it was cancelled. We will not go," Erdogan told ruling party lawmakers in parliament, adding that he viewed Hamas as liberators, not terrorists, liberators fighting for their own land. The Turkish leader didn't say when he had intended to visit Israel. "Of course, we had good intentions, but Netanyahu abused them," Erdogan said. "If he had continued with good intentions, our relations might have been different, but now, unfortunately, this will not happen either." Erdogan is showing again his true colors. He is a murderer. He is an autocrat, a dictator. He is known for his hatred towards the Jews, towards the state of Israel. He has been stating more than once that he wants to see Israel wiped off the map. In fact, the Bible tells you that ultimately Turkey will collaborate with other nations, Arab nations, but not just Arab nations, in the attempt to completely destroy and wipe out Israel. Now, they won't be successful. God won't allow that to happen, but they will try. They will try. But what about the Palestinians? What about those who are living in Lebanon? The Palestinians under the quote-unquote rule of Hamas. Those in Lebanon under the quote-unquote rule of Hezbollah. Are they innocent victims? Now, some would like to tell you that that is the case, but that is not correct. The Allgemeine wrote on October 20, "The typically state U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee erupted on Thursday over the claim that Palestinians generally support the Hamas terrorist organization, which controls the Gaza Strip next to Israel. Speaking during a markup hearing on a bill scrutinizing Palestinian textbooks, Representative Gregory Meeks, the top Democrat on the committee, exploded at Representative Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, for saying that Hamas is the Palestinians. Mast had repeatedly said that Hamas' October 7 massacre of 1,400 people in Israel and kidnapping of some 200 hostages, actually it's more than that, required a re-examination of how much popular support Hamas has among the Palestinians. Now, Mast is right. The Palestinians voted for Hamas. Lebanon voted for Hezbollah. Meeks is wrong. And so is Joe Biden. He also tries to differentiate between Hamas and the Palestinians. But he's wrong. Israel Today wrote on October 20, U.S. President Joe Biden has been at the forefront of a campaign by Western leaders and media to convince everyone that Hamas does not represent the Palestinian public in general. Biden and others try to paint a picture of Hamas as an isolated fringe movement that stands in opposition to the more peaceful leanings of the majority of Palestinians. It surely is not based on surveys of the Palestinian public or on what the Palestinian masses taking to the streets are chanting. If elections were held today, Hamas would win. It is true that Hamas does not represent every Palestinian, and Hezbollah doesn't represent everyone in Lebanon. He goes on to say, we personally know some Palestinian Arabs who are disgusted by Hamas and who blame the terror group, not Israel, for all their troubles. But the sad fact is that they are the minority. Hamas is popular and powerful because the Palestinian public made it that way. The Islamist group could never have grown to what it is now without being planted in fertile soil. And so we got to stick to the truth, even though some don't want to. But the world has seen an outpouring of Muslim rage all over the place in support of Hamas, in support of the Palestinians, and of course in condemnation of Israel. Reuters wrote on October 20 that protesters from Jakarta to Tunis demanded an end to Israel's bombardment of Gaza after nearly 2 weeks, by now 3 weeks, of intense air and artillery strikes. Many Muslim states have called for an immediate ceasefire, with many of their people expressing solidarity with Palestinians, i.e. with Hamas. In Jordan, protesters voiced support for Hamas, urging it to attack Israel with rocket strikes and suicide bombings, and addressing the Palestinian group with a chant, "We are your army." London saw something very similar. Breitbart wrote on October 21 that people at the rally did carry signs in support of radical Islamic jihad and calling for the Muslim armies of the world to enter the fight against Israel. And of course, then you have France, but I'd like to focus also on Germany. Bild Online wrote on October 21. One of the speakers during one of these demonstrations openly threatened the mayor, Dr. Stefan Keller. He should change his course, otherwise the demonstrators would come every Saturday. Their children would already make up 30% of the students in Düsseldorf. Apparently, they were referring to children of Muslim parents. A hate sign read, "Israel is committing genocide." The sign also had this to say, "Extinguish their families, their mothers, their children. These animals are no longer allowed to live." A woman in a leather jacket shouted into the microphone, "Mass murderer Israel, woman murderer Israel, child murderer Israel." On a t-shirt, the outline of the State of Israel and the Palestinian territories are pictured, but the entire area bears the Palestinian colors, a clear sign that she wants to wipe out the State of Israel and wipe it off the map. And then, of course, the UN had their say. Deutsche Welle wrote on October 24 that Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, called on UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to resign, accusing him of expressing an understanding for the terrorism and murder of Hamas October 7 attacks. In comments to the United Nations Security Council earlier Tuesday, Guterres decried clear violations of international humanitarian law that we are witnessing in Gaza. He said Palestinians had been subjected to decades of occupation before adding, "It is important to also recognize the attacks of Hamas did not happen in a vacuum." Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen said in response, After October 7, there is no room for a balanced approach. Hamas must be wiped off the face of the earth. So everybody wants to wipe off everybody else. Now, subsequently, Guterres claimed that he had been misinterpreted, but what he said is very clear and can be read in the records. The world is ganging up on Israel. As I said, the victim has become the villain. The villain has become the victim. Many want Israel destroyed. Let me just say that God is placing a curse on all those nations who want to destroy Israel. And many will try. They won't be successful. Jesus Christ will return and he will rule the world from Jerusalem. We need to watch these events very, very carefully, and we have to make sure that we don't take positions which are not in alliance with how God looks at things. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.